Guten Herr Shabbos, this is Daniel Eisenberg with the Daily Aliyah. Say is a Lechem Mishnah double portion, Lechavot Shabbos Kodesh. We'll be doing Shishi and Shvi'i. So Shishi continues from in the discussion of the Moadim that we had for the last two Aliyos. On Wednesday we did Revi'i, which was Pesach, Sfira, and Shavuos, and then yesterday, Chamishi, we did the Yom Narayim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And Shishi today ends with the end of the Chag Tishrei, which is Sukkos and Shemini Atzeres. It also features the mitzvahs of the Dalad Minim, which is actually significant. Sukkos is mentioned several times in the Torah. It's mentioned in the context of the Shorot Hagam a few times in Mishpatim, in Kisisa, later on in Re'eh, of course, in the list of all the Yom Tovim. And their karbanos and parshas Pinchas, but this is the only time that we learn about the arba minim, that the pre-etz hadar and the kapos tamarim, the anatzev avos and arvei nachal, they're only mentioned here, and it's interesting, it's worth discussing. But the midrashim here will be the sources of all the ideas of the dal minim that you may know, of course the famous ones about them symbolizing different types of Jews or different body parts, but you look at the Midrashim, there are actually many more interpretations. And then, of course, it also features the mitzvah of Basukos Teshuva Shavas Yamin, to sit in the Sukkos, and it says that, Laman Yidur Seichem, Basukos Hashavti, Hashem says, I had you in Sukkos. Interestingly, Unkelus over here translates it as Sukkos as v'mitlas anani. He says cloud Sukkos. So and Unkelus is a pashtun. His commentary is really simple pshat. So he understands the simple pshat in the text to be that Hashem put us in Sukkos of the Anani HaKavod, which is, of course, going back to the Machlokas and the Gemara of what Sukkos is about. What Sukkos does Hashem put us in? What Sukkos are we remembering? Do we build actual Sukkos, what the Gemara calls Sukkos Mamish, or was it the Anani HaKavod? And Unkelus over here seems to weigh in and interprets the Sukkos that Hashem put us in, Kiva Sukkos Hashavti. So he says, Arei b'mitlas Anani. You were putting Sukkos. I just thought that was an interesting point. Then it talks about in the next Aliyah and Shabbos's Aliyah Shvi. There's a mention of the menorah and then of the shulchan. Menorah, just one remez that people point out. It's just interesting that immediately after the headquarters of the Yom Tovim in the Torah, really, as we mentioned, there are only two places where all the Yom Tovim are mentioned. In Pinchas, it's really more in the context of Karbanos, primarily. And where we learn the essence of each Yom Tov is in Parshas Amor. And right at the end of the series, we have the mention of the menorah. And there are those who point out that, you know, this is an allusion to the future holiday of Hanukkah, which will also be a moed of sorts, which is symbolized by the menorah. This is further discussion there, a lot of beautiful allusions, but not for now. And then it gets into, once it mentions the menorah, then it mentions the shulchan, perhaps for the same reason, but we'll hold that off. But it's simple that it connects to the menorah. But it is worth looking into this really, I'll be pashup shot, the placement of the menorah and shulchan here. But the shulchan, according to Chazal, is going to lead to the last part of the parsha, which is the story of the mekalel, the cursor, also classically known by Chazal as the megadef, the blasphemer. And that is it's a very sad story that it's actually one of the only two stories, really, in all of Sefer Vayikra. In Sefer Vayikra, we have the story of Nadav and Avihu. I mean, also with its prelude and the response. But that's like one main story. And then the rest of Sefer Vayikra is basically mitzvos until we get to hear the story of the Mekalel. And this is the person where so it says, Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis hu ben Ish Mitzri besoch b'nei Yisrael. So he is he has a Egyptian father and a Jewish mother. And he had some sort of fight in the camps, with a full-blooded Jew. And this is, Chazal give us a little, some of the background. The Torah tells us it's the son of Shlomis Bas Divri, but Chazal tell us that this is the son of the Hebrew man that Moshe saved from the Egyptian man back before, when Moshe was still growing up in Egypt. Anyway, there was some sort of fight that broke out, could be because of Chazal quote an opinion that he was mocking the Lechem upon him, which would explain the juxtaposition to the mention of the Shulchan and the Lechem upon him, or it could be that he was kind of excluded from having a proper place in the camp because he didn't have a Jewish father, and you know your encampment placement is based on the father's tribe. Whatever it was, it resulted in him, I will say Birchas Hashem, right? The euphemism for cursing the name, and that was a terrible Chil Hashem. So Moshe doesn't know quite what to do with him. They ask Hashem, and Hashem instructs that he should be stoned to death, and everybody should take part in this. And then it goes through various halachos about damages and fights that break out and how to deal with them accordingly. I don't want to go too long about this, but it is a bit strange. Its placement in Sefer Yikra is a bit strange. The chronology is definitely worth looking into the Mefarshim and see what they say when the story did take place, not just why it's placed here in Vayikra, but when it actually took place. But just one point that I'll mention in about 30 seconds, just to see where it fits in with a lot of the Parsha and a lot of Sefer Vayikra, and that's the idea of Chilul Hashem and Kiddush Hashem, and that there's this balance that we have to try to create of avoiding Chilul Hashem and creating Kiddush Hashem. And this parsha has, as we mentioned earlier in the week, V'Kedashtu B'Sof B'nei Yisrael, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, Ayichal El Shem Hashem, and really it's one of the big themes of Vayikra and the Torah and our lives. And this parsha, of course, you can't say it well in the 5 minutes and some that we have here. But it does seem to be a theme, and I recommend, as you go through the parsha, reading through the whole thing over Shabbos, to try to see the theme of the Kiddush and Chil Hashem, that conflict, and then see how it plays out. Have a beautiful Shabbos.